But delighted to say on the line we have Bowes keeper Dean Delaney. How are you doing, Dean?
How you doing? All right.
Not too bad. A fantastic night in Dalymount on Friday night. Does it go down as one of the great nights since you've joined the club?
Yeah, definitely. I think where the club has been in the last probably 3 to 4 years, is, I don't think they mind about saying it. They've been in the doldrums a bit, you know that way. I think this year in particular, and I think particularly the game last Friday, has been brilliant, you know. And not just for us as players, but for the fans, for the people who work around the club, you know, the volunteers and stuff like that, and for the manager himself, you know. I think it's... I put a nice cap on it just before the break, so it was a pleasure to be there and be involved in the game. And such a big game, obviously being on the telly and big crowd there as well. It was a great spectacle for the league itself, you know.
Yeah, we were just chatting off air, and one of the lads was saying he wasn't at the game himself, but he had heard that it was one of the great atmospheres of League of Ireland in recent years. What do you think played into that? Obviously, a Bowes Rovers game is always going to have a great atmosphere. Was it the finish or the two teams close to each other in the table?
I think a bit of both, really. I played in the derby games for the last 2 or 3 years, and definitely last Friday was up there at the best one, you know. I do think it's because we are close in the league itself. Obviously, the great rivalry there has been there for many years, so I think you'll always have that kind of nervousness and tension around the game itself. But I just think the way the game finished itself, it looked like it was going to peter out to a kind of one-all draw. I think with Dean Kelly coming on, he really did kind of spike things up. Obviously, it's his former club and stuff, and he came on and done the business, you know. And I think second half for us in particular, we were really on top of our game, which is what we've been doing for most of the season. You know, besides kind of one or two blips here or there in the year, I think that's what we've been doing with teams, you know. So we were delighted that it finally paid off in the second half, because the team that we were in the first half just wasn't us, you know. And I think with the fans in particular themselves, and playing into that end where both sets of fans were kind of pulling down corners, really did make it into a fantastic finish.
Yeah, and what did Keith Long say to you at half-time? Because it was a bit of a disappointing first half for both teams, I suppose, but Bowes in particular. What was said at half-time?
Well, to be honest, he wasn't the only one. Yeah. Myself and two or three of the other senior lads kind of really had a pop off each other, and other lads as well, just to kind of get it going, you know, because as older lads, we've been in and around these games before, and we know what it takes to kind of get the younger lads up and going, so to speak. And the thing is if you lie down and just accept being beat against the likes of Rovers, you will get beat 3 or 4 nil, because they have that quality to do that to you. And we certainly didn't want that. And I know Keith himself had a few choice words for us as well. So we definitely went there with the intention of leaving nothing behind in the dressing room, because we are going to have a week's break after the game. So why not empty the tank, every single one of us? And I think that's what we did, you know. I think we laid it on the line, and luckily enough, we finished really strong and got the goals that I think we deserved. I'm not saying we deserved to win kind of 3-1, but I think given the second half performance, we did deserve to win the game overall.
And do you think that leadership and team spirit has been key to Bowes' performance this season? 31 points from 17 matches so far.
Without a doubt, I think you look through the squad that we have. It's not a huge squad. It's kind of peppered with a lot of young lads there. But the likes of Adam Murphy, Dave McKay, Derek Penda, Derek Pendergrass, they are all really big characters, you know. And they bring an awful lot to the dressing room. And the younger lads like Keith Buckley and Roberto Lopez, lads that have been around their years and come up through the youth system, have a nice blend as well. I think it just seems to really hit off this year, the lads that Keith have brought in, and the core group that's been there for the last 2 or 3 years. And it's a solid dressing room. Every one of us fight for each other on the pitch. And I think even the young lads, when they come in, for lads that would be injured and stuff, kind of stepping into the breach and they're hitting the ground running, which is great for us. And I think that's obviously... It's
helped us
out through the season and has us where we are, so to speak, in the league.
And one area that Bowes are really doing well is set pieces, and especially free kicks and corner kicks coming in from Lorcan Fitzgerald. Obviously, it's something that Bohemians have been practicing hugely on the training ground, but it's really paying dividends so far this season.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it was like I have Larkin on the goal kicks to kick out himself, Levin Tyson, you know. He's a wonderful left foot, you know. Anywhere in around the box that we get set pieces, I mean, we always get Larkin on it, you know. His delivery is second to none. He can ask anybody in the league, and I'm including the kind of top four sides, you know, the full-time sides. Larkin's delivery is second to none. We've been working on that in pre-season and throughout the season itself, and it's paying off because we have got lads that are good headers of the ball, you know. And I think when we get the opportunity in games, we really try and take advantage of it, you know. And obviously, it's paid off for us so far this season. But I think for ourselves now, I think teams might look at us and say, oh, you know, the set piece side and kind of tighten up there. So we might have to freshen things up as the season goes on into the second half of the season, so to speak. But I think with Larkin in particular, once you're three kicks in around the edge of the box, I think he's really, really dangerous, and it definitely earned his points throughout the season so far.
Hiya, Dean. It's Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Dean, I want to take you back to last Tuesday. You just came off a fabulous win up in Dundalk last Friday week, yeah. And went over to Richmond on Tuesday evening. And I know that game was rearranged kind of at short notice. We only had about a week or 10 days notice on the rearrangement of that game, I think. Did it come at the wrong time for the team? Because like you must have been flying after the win up in Dundalk, and it was a bit flat over in Richmond last Tuesday. Now, granted, you know, hit the ground running again on Friday night, and I'm sure before the three games, 6 points out of nine would have been thanks very much. But it seemed a bit flat on Tuesday night in Richmond.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. I think after Friday, we had one or two injuries. Paddy Kavanagh was out, and I think one or two others were out that would be in around the starting 11, the likes of Adam Murphy and stuff. I think we picked up more injuries then. Dave Mulcahy didn't play against Pat. He was a player for us at the back, you know,
yeah.
With his experience and stuff. And I think we put in one or two youngsters into the game on Tuesday against Pat. And to be honest with you, I think Pat were on top of that game, but when he did play them, which didn't really help. And he had it was the fourth home game since that young lad died as well, so I'm sure they wanted to put on a spectacle kind of for the lad's family and stuff like that, so they were right out. But unfortunately for us, I think, like you said, we were a bit flat, and the young lads that come in, they've done well enough, but I think against the top side that's playing well, it's very, very hard, and it's kind of uphill battle, especially when you've the 4 or 5 injuries that we did have. Luckily enough, we got all the lads back for Friday, besides one or two who are long-term injuries. But I think even the first half, you would have seen that we were still a little bit flat. We kind of still had a bit of a hangover from the Tuesday game. But second half, we were back to where we were when we played Dundalk. So I think that was a true reflection of us in the second half of what we've been doing all season. But no, I definitely agree with you. Tuesday was kind of a write-off moment for us. So after the game, we said, look, we have to let this go and go into Friday with all guns blazing, because it's a derby game and there's fans Friday at stake, and you know it's a couple of things that go with it being such a big game that I think we have let it go by the time Friday came around. And luckily enough, second half we were able to kind of hit our peak performance, so to speak, of what we're capable of, and we're doing the business, you know. So
yeah, it just seemed on the night, last Tuesday night, that it was just the wrong game at the wrong time, because there's no team better than Pats. If you give them the ball, they'll just drag it around the pitch all night, and that's exactly what they did to us. But, you know...
Sorry for cutting across. Well, that's what I mean. We're a part-time side, and that would have been a second game, kind of, in three days. And it does take its toll, especially on a squad of part-time players. But, like you said, when you're playing against a side like St. Pat's, here, I think... are the best footballing side in the league. I'm not saying they're the best side in the league, but the football was they play excellent football. But if you give them the ball as much as we did on Tuesday, they're going to hold you, which they did, you know.
Absolutely.
And Dean, it's Neil here again. Your own form this season, you must be happy with it so far. You've been the fans have been chanting super keeper consistently all season, and you must be happy with your own form this year.
Yeah. It's nice to get that rather than dodgy keeper, you know. I'll take that all day. But Look, I'll take it. I've put a bit of hard work in the last... since I've come to Bowes, I've been putting a bit of hard work in, and it's been a long road for me where the time I left Shelbourne.
Yeah.
I didn't leave on great terms, and confidence wasn't great, and I wasn't playing great at the time. I was out there with the manager, and it took me a year or two to kind of get myself back in and try and get back to where my normal game was. And I think this year I'm a lot more happier with the two kind of seasons I've got under my belt from the other 2 years. But this year in particular seems to come together with the work I've been putting in. Now, it's not to say that a bad game won't come along now and again, but I think once you're doing as much as you can to tick all the boxes where nutrition is concerned, being disciplined and, you know, not going out and stuff, and all that kind of stuff takes its toll, especially when you get into your 40s, you know. So I've been looking at all that side of it and saying, what can I do to make my performance better? And again, like I said, it's just ticking all the boxes coming up to every Friday, and then after Friday it's about all your recovery and stuff. I mean, the information is out there nowadays. It's all on the internet.
Yeah.
How you can, you know, get the best out of yourself. So, I mean, unless you're tapping into them things, you'll never know about them. So I was made aware of them things in the last year or so by Fred and stuff, and the physio that we have there, Rob, Bowles. So for the older lads, we're tapping into that, and it's luckily enough, it's paying off for us older lads, you know. So that may continue. You never know, we might play into our 40s.
And Dean, finally, off the pitch, are you still playing the guitar and playing the indie rock in the downtime?
Well, that's one of the things I've cut back on, to be honest with you. I've kind of had to. I have two young kids now as well, so don't get me wrong, I get a sneaky 5 minutes in here now and again when everybody's asleep, but that's about it. Now, I've had to knock that in the head in the last year too, and it's mainly because I know we're part-time at Bohemians, but we're in maybe 4 or 5 minutes a week, including the game, you know. It's very, very hard to get a bit of time. But I've shared down the back, so no doubt I'll make a 5 minute tour there now to have a little flash out when I can, you know. So
brilliant stuff, and maybe in about 10 years time when your career finishes, it's something you can fall back on.
Yeah, I'll be like Neil Young going around them.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Brilliant stuff, Dean.
There isn't wrong with that. No, that's what I'd be looking for now.
Well, enjoy the well-earned break, and best luck to Bowes and the rest of the squad for the rest of the season.
Cheers, lads. Nice talking to you.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Dean. Thanks.
Thanks a million. Cheers.